she has been incarcerated because the order that was given by the court to her and it produced the living body, because the rate of habeas corpus is one of the powerful rates in our jurisdiction here in the world over. So it's usually not delay if you delay, you know, the court mandate that you produce the person, and your failure is contemptuous. And so they were held in contempt, because when we were served the documentation to make the representation on their behalf, we didn't have no idea what had happened. But the application itself, it was faulty, because the petition was filed by an organization, a women organization, and it fell short of naming the children or the person they sought the court to order the souls to produce, that they were forcibly arrested and initiated. Because of that, we had to now ask for time so we can be able to talk to them and get an adequate identification of who they sought to have the court order to be produced.
Counselor, according to the article, one of the individuals wanted to be produced by this Chief Zoe is a 22-year-old who is an adult, and that they were forcefully taken to the Sandy Bush by the defendants against their will. And you are saying that they do not have standing on this?
Because when you make an application and you file a petition before the courts, the application for the writ must be particular, material, and specific. And that application fell short of that. Yes, though the person they sought to represent is 22 years old, and that the parents were even saying to us that, look, these guys do not represent us. We don't know how they got it. Yes, but the person could have been taken against their will, and this organization have the right to come and represent them, maybe by seeking their consent. But if their families are coming out to say, no, it makes it difficult for, because we, as the Ministry of Justice, are also interested in ensuring that the appropriate things are done, and when people should not be here against their will.